What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Thursday, February 26th, 2026. And y'all, we're so glad that you all could be with us today. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And who do I have next to me?
Producer Brett. It's me. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Producer Britt in the building. Producer Britt, how you feeling this morning, man?
I got the hoodie on. I guess I feel like Mello.
Oh, locked in like Mello this morning. I like it. Britt, oh my goodness.
Last night we about to look like Mello, all these basketball games.
Oh, man. But last night I got home, I was like, okay, cool. Because it was like right at 9, I was like, man, okay, what can I do? Set the family up. I'm in there, Britt. I'm in my zone. I'm pre-making breakfast. I'm soaking the overnight oats. Mm. I got the eye on the skillet with the butter on it. I'm about to cook this salmon. My wife calls me. She says, Jonathan, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? I said, I'm trying to set you up. She said, I don't need you to pre-make no meals. I need you to come lay down. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, let me turn the eye off then. And let me put up all these groceries that are on the kitchen counter right now. So anyway,
Great idea, didn't need execution.
Wow. Ooh. That's almost like what my coach used to say. My coach would say, ooh, that was a $5 move with a 1 cent shot.
My coach used to say, you made a pass or you did something. She'll go, did you love it? Sometimes, hey, you say, yeah, I did like it, coach. And, you know, she goes, okay. Sometimes, you know, you're like, nah, I didn't love it.
Okay.
And I just had to ask, did you love it?
So, yeah. That's funny. Okay.
Well, what'd you eat for dinner last night, man?
Man, we're here. Last night for dinner, I had these interesting ribs because I was at, you know, was at work yesterday.
Yeah,
I had some, I don't even know what those ribs are called, but they were ribs. And they were like, I don't know. I don't know. You know that they were some type of ribs, and then the brother in the back was like tendonism. The rib, got to get the rib. They tendonism.
Straight out the oven. No, thank you.
It was like broiled and baked.
No, like don't tell me. It's too early for that.
Okay. All right. Well, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Well, I couldn't eat the meal that we had at church. I wasn't feeling the Creole chicken. I never heard of that before.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I just got home. I ordered me some Popeyes and went to sleep.
Oh, dang. You made it home enough to... Oh, wow. Okay.
Popeyes was still open.
Popeyes. Yeah.
Give me a little two-piece chicken. I'm going to bed.
That's a winner right there. You didn't go Williams, didn't go Henderson, went Popeye. I like
it. It's right by my house. So I was like,
I like it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So y'all, we don't have a long show today. We gotta get to work. We have a basketball tournament. You know, we just want to come on. We weren't here yesterday, you know, show our faces, make sure we do our due diligence. What you got for us, Jonathan?
Man, this morning, so I want to bring up the conversation that we had yesterday.
Okay.
And you know, we were talking about that whole thing about pushing through. I know we've brought it up here on this show, but like, Britt, where do you know for you personally, like, where do you know the line is in terms of you like pushing through and making something happen? If you feel like it, you don't feel like it, but just knowing who you are as a person, like how do you hopscotch on that line? Is that a clear question?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Yeah. I feel like when it comes to me pushing through and, you know, me wanting to achieve my goals and get to the next level and, you know, see what's on the other side, it's, you know, it's always, you know, work while you wait. And then, you know, when you don't feel like working while you're waiting, it's that now it's like, okay, now it's that time to push through. And I think it's, for me, it's, okay, Brittany, nothing's going to change. If nothing changes, you want to do these big things. You want to have these, you know, you want to accomplish this by this age, or you want to accomplish this in 6 months or 3 months, or, you know, whatever the long-term, short-term goal is. it's, you know, I honestly, I guess it's just like, you know, man in the mirror type thing. Like, are you going to do it? Yeah. Are you not going to do it? And no one's going to do it for you. And so everyone falls short. You can start over every single day.
That's true.
Nobody is, you know, tit for tat. Not tit for tat. No one's tallying up. Oh, Brittany didn't do this this day. Jonathan didn't do this that day. You know, you're not gonna make it. I think it's just, you know, like we were talking about the other day on here as well. It's just like, do you have that dog? You got that grit, rise, grind, hustle. You know, it's like, do you want it or do you want it or do you not want it? And I think it just, I know for me, it comes to a point where it's like, all right, get out of your own head, because that's me most of the times. Brittany, you can do this, because you've done it before. You know, you've achieved, I've achieved goals before. So, yes, they get harder, but I now for me, it's doing things publicly that make me uncomfortable, but being uncomfortable can be good because now you're learning something new. Now you're doing something that you never done before. And sometimes I wouldn't say sometimes, but most of the time when you hear, you know, thought leaders, or when you hear motivational speeches, you hear people say that uncomfortability, that's what you need to get to the other side. That's what it is for you to feel what you want to do. And all the other stuff that I just said, you know, the grind, the hustle, the push, the man, the woman in the mirror, what have you. It's all the uncomfortability, and you just have to learn to, you have to learn to live with it. You have to learn to deal with it, and you have to learn to overcome it. And that's what I've been working on. I know going back to the mountain as you is going back to the mountain as you, one of my big things is because I live alone. It's just me and Ozzy. So it's like, I have to keep my space tidy to a point where I don't sabotage myself to say, well, I'm just going to clean up. I'm just going to clean up. I can't make content because I can't clean up, you know? So, or it's okay, I want to shoot content this day. And then, you know, someone asks me to do something, or I'll sit and watch shows all day. And it's okay, Brittany, nothing's going to change. If nothing changes, and you're going to be back in the same spot, and you're going to be mad at yourself, and you're going to be hooting, hollering, fussing. And so now 32, going on 33, and I know what I want to be at 35, because like in my head, 33, 34, it's like, all right, these are build up years, Britt, so get it together. you know, and it looks different for everyone, but for me, that's just how I am. So it's like, okay, you got your two build-up years to the 35. And so it's like, you don't have a lot of time to play around anymore. I had fun in my 20s. I got serious on the back end of them. And now it's that time to get that grit, go get up. And so, you know, to answer your question, it's just me. It's just me. It's me, the content, the mirror, the equipment, the opportunities that I have. And it's time for me to capitalize off everything that is in front of me, because it's like, well, you got it. You know, you prayed about it. You know, you pray, God, give me the tools. Give me the opportunity. And it's like, you're getting all those things. You have all those things, but it's like, you know, he's like, well, God's like, okay, well, I can't do it for you. I'm doing what you ask. You know, I'm giving what you ask. You know, you wanted these opportunities. You got this great equipment. You got the schedule. You got this. You got that. So it's like, now it's your turn, Brittany. Now it's your turn, Jonathan. Now it's your turn, whoever. And so that is what I'm working on. And that is just where I am in life. And, you know, like I said, I have to not harp on myself a lot, because I do that because, like, I want to post something every single day. I want to, you know, I want to be on this platform. I want to do that. And so it's just one of those things where it's like, if you get something out there every single day, just one thing, you know, then I did it. I did it and I feel okay. I guess my psyche is like, okay, well, that's a checkbox. And then it's like, okay, you know, maybe you can do two tomorrow. If you can't do two tomorrow, you can still do one, but check something off. But don't, you know, check something off to make yourself feel good. And that's where I am with my self-motivation, with my goals, and just moving forward and overcoming and getting over that hump to get to the next level.
Yeah, Producer Bree with the TED Talk. Producer Bree. And so I can appreciate everything you just said. And just like you said, where you are, you was like, it's me, it's Ozzy, and the content, right? Because yesterday, I was on the phone with my dad because the day before I've had an opportunity come up to where there is a family friend of ours who is running for Senate. Right. So running for Senate, she reaches out to me because she was one of the people who also like trained me up as a speaker. And, you know, she's done amazing things. And then she was like, Jonathan, I think you would be great for this role. And you know how it is, Britt, when people like they either have been around you or they've seen you either elevate or they've just seen, they always have seen something in you. And she was like, Jonathan, you know, it's for raising up the youth and, you know, going here and going there and pouring into groups. And I'm like, oh man, this sounds dope. And I keep on listening. And then she's like, Jonathan, it's not a paid position yet. And I was like, okay, okay. And I'm listening and I had to call my dad because you know how it is when opportunities come from all over and you're like, man, this is dope or this would be a great opportunity. But then you have to come back and you have to say, but where I am right now in life. And just like you said, for you, you know, is you, is Ozzy and the content. And I was telling my dad, I was like, Dad, if this opportunity came up 6 years ago, if this opportunity came up before I was married, this opportunity came up before I had kids, then yeah, you know, I'm all for it. I'm hopping on. I'm gonna travel across Texas and do the speaking and do all that for this opportunity. But the reality is that where I am in my life, this opportunity doesn't serve me the way that I would want it to, in the way that it would need to support my family. Because if I take on an opportunity like this, then that would potentially cancel out the job that I'm working. And that also would cancel out the other stuff that I'm building. And I think that's another piece for me, Britt. Like, it's like people will come all the time and they're like, hey, I think you would be a great part in my business, right? Or even potential partnership, but it's not even partnership in the way that one would see a partner. It's like, hey, you come over here and I'll give you a little bit of this or give you a little bit of that. But it's like, so you want me to stop doing what I've been building, what we've been building, so I can come over and help you. And then after that, yeah, I might have gained a little bit of notoriety or I might have gained some traction, right? Maybe, and this is a roll of a dice versus the traction that, you know, that we've been gaining over here and picking up clients over here on this side and, you know, doing this type thing. So after talking with my dad and the point that I really want to make is in this season, I'm learning to really like sit there and be like, God, does this make sense? God, help me make this decision. And then my dad, I talked to him and he was like, John, are you asking me a question or are you just venting? And I was like, Dad, I think I'm just venting right now. He said, can I give you some coaching? That's my dad. I was like, can I give you some coaching? I said, yeah, Dad, please. What are you hearing? He said, son, it sounds like you're in a season where you're learning how to say no, right? And through you learning how to say no, then this is opening up the opportunity for God really to make those yeses clear. And I think that as we evolve and as we grow, you, me, and everybody else who's listening, right, we need to realize that the situation that you're in 2026 as of February 26th, 2026, oh, help me, Jesus, this is a different opportunity and this is a different space that you were in versus last year, February 26th, 2025, right? So we have to weigh you know, the outcomes, the decisions, and even the potential benefits because, right? Because you can say yes, but then now it could take you off your job. It could take you off some other stuff. And now you can lose what you've built up over however long. But yeah, man, I just want to encourage the people that, you know, we're getting older. We learn how to say no and we learn how to move forward and, you know, yeah, just progress.
Yeah, so, yeah. Great way to open the show. I love that because, I mean, it's just everything's just rough right now. You know, I would say everybody's trying to make it.
That's true.
Everybody's trying to make it. And so with that, it's just like, is there enough room for everybody? Am I too late? Am I too early? Do I still have time? You know, it's just so...
Get out of my head. Get out of my head, bro. Get out of my head.
It's just so many things. And then you know, the great memes and carousels of Instagram of entrepreneurship, they say...
Oh, my God.
When it comes to 40, you're going to make it. Oh, Colonel Sand, he didn't start frying that chicken till he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
This person didn't get rich till they was 40, 45.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Yeah. Rowling, you know? So man. It's like, well, and then for me, and you know, being in media and broadcast and all these other things, it's okay, well, because when I, when I was 25, 26, it was like, well, I was at the radio station and I stopped working there. It's like, well, Oprah got fired. Ooh. And it's like, well, I stopped working there. So it's like, you know, it's like,
is this my Oprah moment?
Is this my Oprah moment? Am I about to change the world and be a billionaire? You know, like, is this it? You know?
Man,
and you just think about, yeah, you just think like all these great people before you that, you know, went through all this hardship and went through trials and tribulations as well. You know, like, is that what it's like? Am I writing my story right now? What chapter am I on now, Jesus?
What chapter am I on? That's the question right there.
That's what it is. You know, what chapter am I on right now? Am I supposed to be, you know, focusing on this? As Jonathan just said, am I sitting and realizing, you know, am I learning to say no right now? And you know, am I supposed to be overwhelming my, you know, like all these things, like, am I supposed to be overwhelmed to the tippy top right now? So it's just so many things that's happening. And then on top of that, you know, you actually have like real life situations happening.
Got to deal with real life at the same time. You got to put gas in the car. Got to put food on the table. Got to make sure you got clothes. But Britt, you said, what chapter are you? I'll tell you what chapter you're on right now. And I think this is the part about entrepreneurship. And this is the part I think about life that we sometimes we can cheat ourselves on because it's like, yeah, like Oprah did this at this age, or this person did this at this age. The chapter that we're on right now, we're on the chapter of becoming. And that's the part we really have to come to grips with because, yeah, there could be some days where it seems like we're doing the same task that we've always done. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is we're now getting quicker at doing those tasks, right? We don't have to think about this task this way or, you know, because just like you said the other day, and this is one thing that has always impressed me about you, and this is where I will say your media school that you went to, you know, when you went to Barry, like, this is where I will say I see this in real time, is whenever there's a problem, you sit back and you really go, And then like in a minute or so, you're like, okay, we'll do this, or we'll go this way, or we'll try this, or let me see this first, and then this will work. And I'm always like, dang, she quick with that troubleshooting. Because just like yesterday, like what you're saying, like the issue with like the whole microphones and all that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't even think of that, but with you having the experience and you trying different stuff, and over the years you've been in different situations and different places and different spaces, now this information is yielding itself to come to you more freely and fast and more quickly. So yeah, this whole stage of becoming, it's not the prettiest stage, it's not the glamorous stage, but it is the one that's building up the muscle. Right. Because like if you don't see somebody for a while and you seem like, dang, you been in the gym? They're like, nah. I mean, well, I have been in the gym, but I don't really notice. And it's like when we're in it, we don't see the results in real time. But we see the results when the moment arises and the work we was doing in the dark come to the light. Yeah,
I like that, John. That's real. And I feel like, you know, and I think that's just how everything is right now, you know, with the internet, yeah. And internet is so heavy right now. It just weighs on everyone so hard, and it's just we just live in an online world, and you know, some people are like, well, you just gotta adapt to it. That's just what it is. You gotta learn to be, you know, you gotta learn it. These are the times. And, you know, it's almost like our parents, you know, learning how to be on Facebook or learning how to be on social media or, you know, just learning how to go to a website. And then for us, you see the Gen Z generation, and you know, we work with them. So it's like, wow, y'all, like, this online thing is real for y'all. Yeah. And y'all are really in it, and y'all are really on it. And this is what you consume on a daily basis. I'm not gonna speak for all Gen Zers, but you don't read. You know, you don't really look at an article. You don't really know what's going on. You really just consume whatever is online. Whereas us growing up, it's like we had to read. We had to do a book report. We had to learn to write in cursive. We had to learn, you know, getting online, going to the library, doing research. Like, that was a thing for us. And now it's like, okay, well, I can just put in this elaborate prompt on Claude or ChatGPT, you know, something like that. And that will help me. And I would say that's one thing that I do appreciate about being a millennial is that it's like, I can write a good paragraph. I can write a good prompt. I can explain my point written, you know? And so it, the outcome of the prompt, it helps me, and that translates, and it helps me online. I would say it helps me a lot when it comes to just being online and having an online presence, because it's just so much stuff. It's something new every single day, Jonathan. And, you know, you just don't know how to navigate all of it at once. And honestly, we're not meant to, but the world that we live in, it makes you feel that way. It makes you feel like you need to know all this stuff right now at this time. You're going to get left behind. Just how, you know, when we used to have your dad on, we talked about AI and just us talking about AI ourselves. And it's just, I mean, I know I'm going on a tangent now, but it's just one of those things where it's like, you need to know this. You're going to get left behind. You're not going to know. If you don't know, then you suck. You know, go ahead.
But also, here's the thing. As you were talking, the thing that really stuck out to me was a few things. And I'm going to tie this into what me and you have been up to. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is that, like in my mind, I heard I have a very special set of skills. So the first thing is this Gen Z generation, like they learn different. And me and you haven't been able to pinpoint exactly how that is and what that looks like, but they do learn different. Cause like, you know, we got our guys and we've seen them grow and learn, and we've seen them become extremely efficient and extremely effective. Mm-hmm. Right. But then the other part is you got to have a very special set of skills, because like now where it is in 2026, the gig economy, everything, all the skills are set out like a buffet. And when you go to the buffet, your plate is only so big. So you can't get everything, at least the first go around, right? Let me get the dessert on there. No. You got to come through and got to get what you can get on the front end to where what's important, right? What are you trying to learn? Something in tech? You trying to learn how to talk to people, which is one thing that we've seen Gen Z struggle with. But at the same time, they can get behind a screen. They can talk to the world, right? So there's that part. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring that up because with the media company, we said 2025, bro. You said, John, what you trying to do? I said, bro, I'm trying to blow up the media company. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get out of here, trying to get active. And that's what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to do that because we've been able to have conversations with people in real time. Mm-hmm. Right. People have been hopping on calls and they're like, this is the problem. This is what I want to do. Like, what do y'all offer and can y'all provide that? Mm-hmm. So then we've been pulling up on people in the DFW, you know, pulling up, shooting podcast content, shooting promotional content to help people spotlight their business and generate more clients. So this is one of those areas to where you know, you've had the media experience, but I've been more so drilling down on this and understanding, you know, how to work the cameras and what does the lighting look like and things like that. So I want to share that with the people to encourage whoever out there is listening. Like, you can really do what it is that you want to do, but you have to, just like producer Britt said earlier, you just have to drill down and like do the work. I have a 600 page book in here somewhere that I started reading so that I can learn more about this media space and editing and media. I have books and I watch videos on these topics. But even beyond that, after I bought the book, because I don't know who out there is like me. Sometimes you buy the book and then the book just sit there and the book just collect dust. And then you come back to the book later. But I had to get in this book and I had to start doing the activities and I had to start like really immersing myself in a space for it to really grow and be successful. And then Britt, and then it started to seem like as I did that, then there were other opportunities that presented itself, right? Like Pistol Pete used to say, the more I practiced, the luckier I became. And the reality is, it's not the luck that's happening. It's just by me being exposed to information and experiences, now I have more to offer the world. And that's why, just like I shared with you the other day, and as you was helping me like walk through the presentation, I have the opportunity now to go up to Indiana, and I've never been to Indiana in my life before, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna be at NCAA headquarters, Britt, and I'm getting the opportunity to speak to student athletes for their Legacy Lab, and this is the inaugural program, and I'm getting to talk about the digital flex and NIL branding in a social world. Why did I get this opportunity? I've got this opportunity for a few reasons. One, I reached out to one of the people that's a part of the NCAA in 2020, Britt. So I reached out to her 6 years ago. Wow. 6 years ago, and from 6 years, we've had two calls, right? And she's seen me put out content. She's seen me talk about certain stuff. I'm gonna go as far as to say she's seen my evolution, because I also know two other people that work for the NCAA. So y'all, at the end of the day, the stuff that you're doing, if it's posting content or if it's you're being visible somewhere else, people see you. But just because they see you post one thing, or they see you go live one time, or they see you do a speech once, that doesn't mean that they're gonna approach you then, right? Sometimes people will watch from afar and then they'll make the decision, oh, is this person consistent? Is this person really who they say they are? Is this person really about that life? And then as you continue to show up and as you continue to show people who you are and as you continue to put out goals and then you achieve them in real time, then people are gonna say, oh, wow, this is somebody I can trust. This is somebody that has integrity. This is somebody that really walks and really is moving with something to their step. That was my TED Talk for the day.
I like that. Two TED Talks before 7 o'clock. I like it.
Two TED Talks for the price of one. Okay. Two
for
the
price of one. For free. Okay. I got those.
Hey, free 99. Free 99.
Yeah. I feel you, Jonathan. I feel you. And, you know, I just don't think that we should be hard on ourselves. I think that we should be very patient with ourselves. You know, be kind to yourself, speak well over yourself, because that, all of that, what we're saying in the past 28 minutes, that matters. It really matters. And I'm someone that I'm a very confident person, and I do not like when I hear people self-deprecate. I do not like it. I get it. Like I could take a joke, you know, ha ha he he, but I know when someone's being serious and you're just sitting there and you just want to self-deprecate, that's not gonna get you nowhere. That's not gonna do. It's not gonna do anything for you. And you have to pull yourself out of that. You have to be kind to yourself. And you have to love yourself to get over these hard times, honestly. Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're just over here dropping nuggets, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, well, no, I'm just gonna share this because I sent you the scripture earlier this morning, but I'll just hit it real quick. And it's Psalms 37. No, don't worry about it. Psalms 37:4, and it's delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Right, and I just wanted to just share that with the people because so often we lose sight of we're in a world that we didn't create. We're in like, yes, we are having a life experience that God has given us, and we have the opportunity to where God has given us free will to where we choose the decisions that we want. But y'all, when we really submit our heart and we really submit our decisions to the Lord, the text says He'll give you the desires of your heart. But the crazy part about it is the more that we're in community with God and the more that we pray and get into our word, you'll start to see your desires change. And your desires won't be selfish desires or self-serving desires. It'll be desires that ultimately will further the kingdom, and it'll be desires that will help other people around you. Just like I believe we talked earlier this, I believe it was this week, to where I was sharing about how there are many different parts of the body, but ultimately when we put the parts together, it's for the sole purpose of furthering the kingdom. And when we really submit those desires to God, then He helps us see, like, okay, by you going here and, you know, doing this job or being a part of this thing, then you have the opportunity to really serve other people. One example I'll give, Britt, now I'm gonna wrap it here, but before I started working at the church that we work at, right, I had a desire to really pour into and to speak to young men and do life with young men. But until now, I really see in real time what it looks like to do life and disciple guys. Because now I have guys that we work with, and then we'll set aside a time to where we'll read scripture together, and then we'll talk through it, and I'll get with them and let them see and share with them also how this scripture and text applies to me. So now this is something that has been extremely important for a good part of my life, but now being able to pour into them in this time, if I could have made my own bingo board, this wouldn't have been on the card. Mm-hmm. Not in this way, because if anybody who know me, they know that I was the furthest thing from trying to find a job anywhere, right? I'm always like, entrepreneurship. But I've later learned and realized that it doesn't have to be entrepreneurship or nothing. It can be build my brand, build my business while I'm working a job furthering the kingdom. So, man, y'all, just like this week, really take some time. And if you need to take time and write affirmations on a card, if you need to, just find words that really motivate and inspire you, like do that, because it's worth you investing that time in yourself, in your own mental health. Mm-hmm. Because if not, cooking yourself and just talking about yourself in front of other people and just frying yourself, y'all, that's not it. Like, I promise that's not it. Because you're going to fry yourself in front of people, then they're going to go off in the corner and they're going to fry you even worse. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So ain't no point you talking about yourself or anything like that, because you're only going to make yourself feel worse. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be as productive as you wanted to be. You're not going to get done what you wanted to get done. So love yourself. Like love yourself like Kanye West love himself. Like just love yourself.
The greatest love of all. Kanye love Kanye.
Oh! Like, love yourself like Kanye love himself, and love yourself like Dylan love himself. Dylan. Dylan!
I just want to piggyback off of what you were saying with the mental and make sure you all that. I think it's, although sometimes we joke about it, I think it is important that you do ask yourself a couple times a day, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? Literally put your phone down. Put the gadgets down.
Yeah.
If sit in a room by yourself.
Get that breath out.
And just ask yourself, how am I doing? And be honest. And like I said the other day on the show, I was like, okay, everything at my house is clean. I got my food, check off that. Like, Jonathan, I was about to prep this, you're checking off things, you're trying to get things ahead, but you're also just trying to level set your mind, because we race all day from, I mean, I wake up at 5 a.m. So 5 a.m., I'm up. And then I got to be up. I got to run through at 8 o'clock today, at 8 o'clock in the morning. Got to get ready. I'm about to get off the show. We about to go do all this stuff. Everything's so heightened. And then it's just so much. And you got basketball games all day. And then you got work. And then you got this. And then I got a party tomorrow. And I got to get ready for that. And it's like, I never get the time to come down. And when I get home, and then like yesterday, when I get home, it's like, okay, well, you get home at 8:30-ish. It still take me an hour and some change to go to sleep because I'm still on this high. I'm still up here. And it's like, I'm trying to get down. And it's like, breathe. How am I? What's going on? Am I okay? You know, I don't need TV right now. I don't, like yesterday, I watched a show. I watched a show, but I just put my phone, I turned my phone the other way. I made sure my alarm was set. And I just left it there, Jonathan, because I was like, I don't need my phone right now. Man, I don't want it. I don't want to see it. I'm going to be on that thing all day, every day, tomorrow, this whole weekend. And I just need a little bitty break. And that was my little break. It is my, you know, I have a phone holder. I put in the phone holder, but I turned it the other way. I was like, I ain't got time for you today, girl. Okay. Not tonight. I can't sit here and scroll tonight. I can't. And so, you know, that's also a check-in that you can, you should just do for yourself. You know, you can do it throughout the day. You know, put your phone down at work, just walk a little bit, whatever you have to do, whatever you can do, even if it's just turning it over, breathe a little bit. But like I said, we joke around about it a lot. It's a little inside joke, but I'm telling you, how am I doing today? You know, even if it's Britt, leave me alone for 5 minutes. Jonathan, leave me alone for 3 minutes. You know, take that time and bring yourself down so you can continue to go forward and push through for the whole entire day, because you're going to need it. No matter where you work in, no matter what you're doing, you are going to need to bring yourself down so you can continue to push yourself forward. So, like I said, we're not going to have a long show today. I'm going to let Jonathan close us out, but I love it here. I love being here. The last few, this whole week of shows, I know we didn't get on yesterday. Like I said, this whole week of shows has just been, you know, clarity, you know, for us, and just literally seeing what we're doing and how we're feeling in real time, because I have a lot going on. Jonathan has a lot going on. And, you know, we want to continue to do the show. And sometimes this is just what comes with it, because
First, let's give the people a disclaimer. Y'all, we weren't here yesterday doing the show, because yesterday we produced two Black History Month programs in two different places at the same time. Okay.
Keep talking, Jonathan, but I just want to say, with those two Black History programs, that's at least like 600 people at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Man, like Britt saying, get that little 5 minute. Yeah, it's like literally when we get on campus, hit the ground running, because it's one thing to show up and, you know, you're helping, right? Oh, I'm volunteering. I'm here to be a part. Nah, we in the mix. Like, okay, y'all need to be here. Okay, do this, do that. Okay, set this camera up here. Long story short, that's why we weren't here yesterday. But to Britt's point, that is very, very true. Like, you got to take that time to unplug. Britt, I'm headed home last night. Mm-hmm. I was ready to play some music on my phone, but I'm like, man, nah. It's kind of like when you put the AirPods in, but you ain't listening to nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm about to ride home in quiet. And in peace. And my boy, Mahari, told me this a long time ago. He's like, John, you got to find a way to get away from your phone, because there's going to be a point in time to where it's always going to ring, always going to be something. He said, you ain't going to get that time. So now I try to find it here and there, even though my phone be attached to my forehead. But hey, y'all. So anyway, make sure that y'all never miss any of the content, because this is real. We giving a real content. People out here, they doing all this other stuff, all the funky bunky, whatever. But we giving y'all that real. OK, so y'all make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you enjoy seeing our faces early in the morning, you know, subscribe to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And if you enjoy hearing the audio experience, then of course, wherever you get your podcast, you know, Apple, Spotify, wherever, right? You just type in Speak Your Success in the Morning and you will find us there. But family, the race is not over. The fight is not through. You still have time for you to be you. All right. Ooh. So just keep on going. Just keep on going. You're in training. You're progressing. You're elevating. It might not feel like it all the time, but trust me, if you have not quit, then you're in a position to where the air is going to get a little thinner. The friends are going to get a little bit fewer, but ultimately you're going to keep getting better. Britt, they just keep coming. I don't know. Praise
you
God.
Really running them off. You're running these off right now. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, y'all have a happy Thursday. Do something great for yourself. Don't forget to vote. Tomorrow's the last day for early voting. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Jonathan closes out.
Family always. Forget, all right, we love y'all over here, but you always got to remember, we can't do it for you. But speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?